Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. It's already started off with a bang here in the Bougie Garage. I've gotten like 12 hours of sleep in 6 days. And I would say I feel pretty good. I will accept this rose. I will accept this holiday bonanza that we're sitting in. We're all bundled up. We've got poinsettias that have cat hair all over them. All over them. If you look closely, they're covering cat hair. Look at him. Look at them.
Wow.
Look at them. They're just, look at them. All of them are disgusting.
Jeez.
Hello.
I think there's a cat in one of them.
You know what? It's fantasy suite, so I wanted it to be hairy. Welcome to a very special episode of Links. Because you know what? Nobody waxes for a fantasy suite. My name is Arda Marine, and welcome to my Bougie Garage. I am sitting here with a man, I'm going to say, that could have gotten it from men and women across the globe as Dracula? Literally. Humanity was so horny for Dracula. I had so many women go, what's Dracula's deal? After the show, in person and via Zoom, whatnot, Moment House. And before we get going, Dr. Banana, we stayed up till all hours. Your PowerPoint, your fucking PowerPoint.
Thank you. My life's work.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
It was.
We haven't slept for days.
I still haven't slept for days. But let me introduce this guest. He is from the wildly successful podcast, The Dollop. He was a writer on Arrested Development. He's a writer on You're the Worst. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian. But yes, most importantly, Dracula. He is Dracula, who is runner-up for winning my heart. He made it all the way through Fantasy Suites.
He was devastated. I talked to him after the show. He was pretty bummed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dracula himself, Gareth Reynolds!
Hello! Hot off of my Dracula typecasting.
Oh, my God.
It's a matter of time until you're like, we don't want you to be on the show, but we're trying to book Dracula, if you understand.
I don't think I'm done with Dracula. I think Dracula needs another live appearance.
Never forget Yarden.
Oh, my God. Wait, now I'm going to introduce everybody just so we can have an open conversation with everyone. Across from me is a man that was in my home Saturday night rocking a sweater that I only saw photos of because my TaskRabbit took a picture of it and showed it to me. And my TaskRabbit was hot for your sweater. And by that, and that's not a euphemism. I did have a TaskRabbit. And my TaskRabbit was hot for things and your sweater. He has a radio show. He has a podcast called The BrandoCast. His radio show is with Amit Zappa. Where is your radio show?
Thursday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Coast time, Sirius XM volume channel 106.
That's exciting, ladies and gentlemen. My friend Brendan Smith.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Also with us, the production team, a woman that we could not have pulled off the live show without.
Careful,
literally. That came out wrong.
Long pause there.
I am up until 5:30 watching Bachelor in Paradise Canada and ordering boots. A woman, I spent more time ordering boots than watching Bachelor in Paradise Canada. A woman who fucking killed it, excuse me, as Caitlin Thursday night at Dynasty Typewriter. Ladies and gentlemen, the production team, the other half, Katie LeVay.
Katie ran all that music.
Katie ran everything.
You ran the sound.
Katie ran like it was raining that day in Los Angeles. You know, everyone got there late. Like Wells drove to Santa Monica by mistake.
Yes, he did.
So like we never teched it. Katie and Anna.
Yeah, we had the quickest 5-minute run through.
And it was
of
the most elaborate show. And
a lot going on.
So if you didn't see it, Gareth was Dracula. He was competing for my heart in an improvised version of an entire season of The Bachelorette on stage. And his name is Dracula. But whenever he would say Arden, he would say
Yarden.
Yarden. Yarden. And he was just a baby, he was a British baby boy. He was half boy, half bad. He was a baby boy, and he said that he was going to set the mood in his coffin, and I was going to be all like laid out and like for a night of romance, like all laid out. Someone was going to be nude,
and
then he was going to end. Like I wasn't going to be alone. He was going to enter sort of unannounced in a very sort of
the casket. To be fair, even Dracula respects women's boundaries.
I would like to on the spot offer you.
Yeah.
The lead role in the next season of The Bachelor Silver Lake.
Oh my God.
We just
this role. Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Everyone was competing for Dracula. I swear to God, so many friends of mine who came to the live show were like, is Dracula single? Like, was like they, and I literally had like three women say this phrase, Dracula could get it, was what they said.
Wow. He should have hung around. He didn't
Kudos.
Know.
He didn't know.
He thought the sun was coming up.
Did you get your t-shirt? We have a t-shirt for you. Did you get your
t-shirt?
No,
I didn't get a
t-shirt. I'll give it to you. If you guys are like, oh shit, I have FOMO, well, guess what? We're doing another live podcast in San Francisco at San Francisco Sketch Fest. Me, Katie, Anna, Doug Benson, Padgett Brewster, Carl Tart, Marilyn Ricecup, and who's this brilliant Canadian?
Mike Carrozza?
Who apparently is a huge fan of the podcast and The Bachelor. We're so excited to have him on. That's going to be Sunday, January 16th at 4 p.m. live. Come play with us. You really are like missing out if you don't come. Here we go, guys. Fantasy Suites. Oh my God, Brendan. Overall, I haven't caught up with you in a while. How are you enjoying Michelle as a bachelorette?
Okay, full disclosure.
Talk to me.
It's time to be honest.
Yeah.
Because they chose Tayshia and Caitlin over me to host the show, and because this franchise has broken my heart consistently since JoJo and Jordan, the only true last successful relationship on the show. I watched the first two episodes, and then I boycotted it. I did not watch this season of Bachelor until last night.
Okay.
So I am coming in hot.
Great.
With a lot of tude.
I love it.
But flying blind.
Okay.
Because yeah. I'm only judging everyone on who they are exactly right now.
You know what? I have actually, that will be a fun point of view to have.
Yes.
And I know that you have passion about the franchise. And
I do.
And I can't wait to hear what. Now, I have to say, personally, I thought that was a great fantasy suite because she had three great guys. I did not expect who she cut to be cut. I still don't know who's going to win.
May I ask the
yes,
table,
yes.
everyone sitting here at the table,
yeah.
was there a dude or two dudes or three who you thought should have made it
no.
this far?
No. These are the,
this
these
is
are
the top three?
She picked
okay,
their
fantastic.
And they're all great guys. All
okay.
of them are nice.
Maybe Jamie. I miss okay. Jamie, but that's just...
I do know this season was probably a little challenging for Mickey Mouse.
ABC, yes, yes,
ABC?
Yes, yes.
However,
yeah.
Okay, so
we love these guys. She actually got rid of all the idiots.
Okay, great.
So these are three. All of them are great,
okay.
in my opinion. The two truest to her that would actually like move to Minnesota and just like not try to move to Toluca Lake, like, and you know what I mean?
Or Manhattan Beach.
It's a lake. It's basically the same, yeah. baby. You're not gonna, it's 9,999 less.
I think that I feel like Joe and Brandon are the two that would just move to Minnesota.
Joe's already there.
Yeah,
Joe's already there,
but he agreed to remove.
And in my mind, Nate is the one that is the most, like, I mean, when you watch it, she had to drag him out. Like, he was not, to
oh, I
me.
I didn't get that. See, okay. I thought that was totally fabricated. I thought the whole, like, drama of, like, Nate's not going to be ready was them, like, setting it up.
I didn't.
By the guy saying that.
He
and
didn't
it felt
feel
fabricated
ready.
To me.
He didn't. He felt like he was like,
I think they're making us feel
I would certainly be like, I mean, it's been, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It really...
Dracula.
Well, no. I've waited a lifetime for the
Dracula.
Moment.
Dracula.
Yeah.
It's been 19 days.
People were
wow.
obsessed with your above-ground pool story, with you standing behind me playing with my hair, and also the fact that whenever you would talk, you would just stare straight out, like, into the distance. You would never make eye contact.
It was all very bizarre.
I loved it. And then you were confident and quiet, and then you would, and then people loved you as Dracula, giving your honest opinion about Michelle as a bachelorette.
Well,
I think there was also a really great thing in the chat where people would be like, "Is that Gareth from the dollop? Like, there's a confusion. Everyone would be like, is that him? What is going on?
Is he Dracula on a Bachelorette podcast?
Yeah,
he is.
But it's like, yes.
All right, here we go. Now, I have been to Punta Mita, I've been to Puerto Vallarta, and I've been to Sayulita. First of all, I love Mexico, and I love this part of Mexico. All of them are great. They're all right next to each other, which means they were doing this probably as they were filming Paradise.
I have to say, Andy and Nancy Walliff are taking me to a Playa del Carmen, along with my girlfriend Julia Walliff, who's been on the show before.
Yeah,
we are going in a week
to
Playa del Carmen on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Great. I've also been to the Yucatan Peninsula. Also great.
So I was excited to watch this episode because I felt like, oh, Brendan, here's some ideas. This is what hot people do when they go to Mexico.
Now, I've actually done that exact zip lining thing that they did. And if I can, I did it with my friend's 2-year-old. So if it's not scary.
What?
Okay. She had to lie. She was tall. It was Stella McCall.
How did
she had to lie and say
she's 16.
She said she actually literally had to go, I'm a really small 6-year-old.
Wait, a 2-year-old can't talk?
She could. Maybe she was 3 at most. I have videos. I have a video of it.
I'm sick.
And we had
her story.
We had her screaming.
Get her up there.
We had her screaming because she is tall. And they had her screaming. We have Rob Cohen has a video of her screaming, adios, as she flies off above the rooftop.
Oh, my God. A 2-year-old.
Adios.
Adios.
She was louder than we thought she would be.
Yeah, she was pretty cool. All right, here we are. We're in Puerto Vallarta. She's walking on the beach with Caitlin, which is the last time we'll see her for a long time. She's like, look, Brendan, we've got a strong connection. He wears his heart on his sleeve. Joe, you know, he's Mr. Basketball Minnesota. Like, I'm falling in love and she's falling in love. I feel his heart. Nate, you know, his family didn't say he didn't say I love you. It's a challenge because his family wasn't warm like my perfect family. She's like, you know what? I thought I'd be lucky to have one, but now I have 3. First up is Brandon, and Joe wanted to be first, but Brandon is like, oh yeah, baby boy, and she's so happy to see him. She has a sexy bikini top, and they go on a horse, and it's called like Tomato and Panini. What were the horses' names?
Oh God, that's good trivia.
Tomato and Panini.
Tomato and Panini. That makes more sense. And
those poor drugged up horses.
Oh my God. Give Panini some more horse heroin. Come on, Panini.
Oh, here's tomato. Another stranger on your back today.
We're changing tomatoes again. Where's the last two? There'll be no more questions. Enjoy a romantic beach.
There's no chance that either horse is ever going to break into a gallop at any time. No matter what you do to it. You got to keep that shit safe. It was pretty, though, which gave me an idea. Maybe I'll take Julia Walliff on a horse ride and Playa del Carmen.
With Brandon.
Yes, with Brandon.
He's great on that. You're going to want to bring him on anything. He's made everything better for me.
You're going to be a great Bachelor Silver Lake.
I can't wait.
So then,
my client can't wait.
She's like, when I first saw you, you rolled up in a bed in your Jordans. And I'm like, who's this smooth talking player? That's how I met Gareth, actually.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, I was just lost. I didn't know I was supposed to be delivered.
It's like young British boy.
Hello.
Young British boy with the face.
Are you podcasting? Why, yes, I have seen the show.
And he was like in little tiny Jordans because he was just a British boy.
I could only afford baby ones. Too many farthings. Ellen and Eileen have brought me.
Ellen and Eileen.
My dad moved out at one point for a while, and then when I saw he lived in a duplex with these twins named Ellen and Eileen. And I'd just be over there, and they'd be like, you want a grilled cheese? And I'd be like, sure, Eileen.
Were they hot?
No, I mean, they were not to me. I mean, I was a child.
Were they age appropriate?
I was a child. I was like, where's my dad doing?
Wait, did he live with them in the duplex?
No, he had the upper duplex.
Was your dad divorced duplex dad?
For 2 seconds, yes, absolutely. They have to. Yeah. They have to. Because the move to get a better house than the one that you're living in until they really fuck it up, that's such a lame move. So they always go condo or duplex or a nice apartment.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire when it's like, a box could be a table. You just got to dream it. Like, yeah. Everyone likes to eat food. Like, all right. You want some hot dog water? You're like, this is not my dad's.
You remember Susan.
Yeah, I remember Susan.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. My dad's refrigerator. refrigerator, you just open it up and you just see a lime and then tonic water.
Yeah.
Because the gin's over on the other side of the kitchen.
Yeah.
I remember my dad.
Baking soda for like, what's the idea?
My dad driving me around in his Volkswagen Bug that was so rusted through that you could see the street, so there was just boards on the bottom. And I remember him driving with a Lark cigarette lit at all times with just a glass of gin splashing around as we drove through.
We
like,
were
the
a better hill. Society.
Shit got done.
Yeah. I don't know how it got done, but people were gin driving.
Bills were passed.
That's when he was like, that's when he was on pickup duty at the ice cream. Like, the bus would drop me off the ice cream parlor.
Gin don't freeze.
I mean.
Wait, do they still make Lark cigarettes?
I don't know, but they taught me how to drive that stick shift, and I could get it to the like fourth gear by the end of the driveway by the age of 8. Wow. And I would just come to a screeching halt, and there'd be like hay stuck in like the parts of the holes of the fucking. That's how I was made.
He was just training you to be a designated driver. I had an uncle who did that. I had a learner's permit, and he's like, "Let me show you how to drive. To the bar, we'll play pool, then you drive back. That counts as an hour." I was like, "I don't know. My mom shouldn't know about that."
Anna's been in that driveway. Actually, the driveway's gotten bougier. It used to be just like where the house is. It was right where the house is. Like, it would just go straight down. Right. And then JJ made it like windy and kind of bougie once college was paid for.
I will say, I used to have to sneak the wine glass out of my dad's car.
Yeah.
Before I'd be like, "You're driving me to school? Okay, well, maybe like let's not. They don't want to see this.
That's a good idea.
Can't bring a wine glass.
I might want a glass on the way. Take it. You're right.
I'm fine. I do this every day. And I'm like, that's the problem.
It's Zinfandel, you narc. Christ.
I mean, that was the energy.
Look at how hairy my...
Amazing.
So I have cloth poinsettias. I don't know. Look at how much cat hair is all over each one. I mean, if this is not a recipe for... If you are allergic to cats, look at that.
Someone thinks they're allergic to those. They're like, "I'm allergic to cloth poinsettias."
Look how disgusting.
The weirdest thing. The regular ones don't bother me.
If you look closely, how disgusting is that?
Gorgeous.
I'm blind as a bat.
No, no.
Like the second that I turned my last birthday, it just the vision is gone.
Mine's purring.
I kind of see you guys.
Can you see it?
No,
can you look
no,
how
no.
Closely?
I just have to really get up in there. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of cat hair. Okay, so here we are. So he rolls up, Jordan's in bed, and... And he goes, "I always think, when's the next time I can see you? Can I hold you? Can we spend the day together? This is my favorite part. I feel like I know you." And she really likes it. He had a great family, Brendan. Mm-hmm. He had a great family.
Tell me about them.
Well, her dad, she was sort of shit-talking. She's like, "My dad loves to go fishing. Could you fish?" And so it turned out like he grew up fishing with his dad every day. Like, they were very, they had... similar kind of vibes. They were cool and welcoming. They were a warm family. They liked her. Like, they were openly like, "We love Michelle." Like, it was a very easy, cool family. And her family's great. So if you really are very family oriented and you plan on spending a lot of time, this was a family that
I
you would want to spend.
I can't imagine wanting that to be a part of the equation when
she
you
does,
date
though.
Somebody.
I totally agree.
No.
Like,
you see them once a year.
Fantastic. One Christmas? Great. No,
that's
literally
it.
Literally, like...
Yeah.
I know that's the problem with dating people is other people's families.
Now, let me just say, Andy and Nancy Wolf are taking me to Playa del Carmen.
That's right.
Thank you, Andy and Nancy Wolf. They're amazing.
Yeah.
However, there's no pressure to hang out with them all the time.
You know, the family should have to give a rose.
Yes.
That's how the hometown should
end.
Good the family.
I realize, like, even though it's as I'm dating again, as this is all new for me, like the quirk, you know, you really have to ease into, like, everybody's dead, but the upshot of like being an orphan is like, I don't come with a family.
Oh, yeah. No overhead.
I don't come with a family. Yeah. I have one funny brother in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like,
but you don't have to meet him if we get married.
Yeah, exactly.
Either or.
He might not even be there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Alaric, shout out. Okay, so then we go, our families are similar. And then, apparently the dad said, "Michelle, like, we have an open spot for, we've always been a family of four, but now we have an open spot for Michelle." Mm-hmm. And then he said, "I worry, am I good enough?" And she said, "You are one of a kind." And he goes, "I am so in love with this girl. I worry, am I enough or not?" Meanwhile, Joe is freaking the fuck out back at the... They didn't used to keep them all together. They really are like...
It is torturous.
And just knowing, like, as soon as you see those fireworks go off, they are getting penetrated, like two doors down by your really hot friend.
But you're also hanging out all day long with two PAs.
Yeah.
And you're eating shitty crap service.
No, you can't have any music, and then the yeah. five are like, you can have as much wine as you want. You're like, what a fucking nightmare this is, but yeah, I'll take some. Just talk about how you feel to that guy. This is bullshit, by the way. We put the TV on? No. Sick.
Hey, Rich, go to one. Rich, go to one. Can we get some more Snickers down here? And the these guys are getting hungry.
And the palapa.
Rich, go to one. Pull a van around in the front with you. I need to make a run to Costco.
So then he goes, I can't wait for tonight. I can't wait to just rip out my heart, throw it on the table, do what you want to do with it. It only beats for you. I'm 100% all in. That's a little intense. Yeah. That's a little intense. Brendan.
I'm raising my hand because I love that ski jacket that you have, by
you
the way.
Do?
It is fucking phenomenal. It is old school, but it is new school. It is fantastic.
I haven't busted it out this year yet. Thank you. I'm going to wear it more often.
It's working.
You love it?
Yes.
Can I? Okay, great.
My takeaway.
All right, this is
my takeaway last night. Brandon was very intense. Am I wrong? I have missed the entire season, but he's an intense dude.
He's young and he's in love. Dr. Yeah. Banana, as our resident physician, how would you diagnose this?
I think he's just like the type of guy is like, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm going to be all in, which could potentially be detrimental, but at the same time could work because Michelle
seems to need that.
Yeah, she seems to need it and seems like a very...
she's reassurance.
Yeah.
He is a lot, though. I think because he's young and he really is in... Like, he's... And also compared to the two other guys that are on that, like, Joe doesn't speak very much.
No.
And it doesn't seem like Nate's effusive, but he is very much so. But it was coming across a lot like last night. It was sort of like he was like, the door's closing. I got to say goodbye.
That was cray. Okay, so then he goes, I am in love with her. And he goes, I got to hold you by the beach. I'm so lucky. And my heart grows. I don't want to be with anyone else other than you, Michelle. It's tangible. I want to be engaged. She's like, is that realistic? He's like, someday... when I first met you, I knew you were the one. When we got ice cream, I am in love with you. I was going to wait, but I don't want to wait anymore. I'm so kicking it in. I will always put you first. Till I take my last breath, I will put you first. I am in love with you. I am everything about you. My heart is beating so fast. And she goes, well, I don't want to take off running, which I thought was like,
Yeah.
And then she goes, I am falling in love with you. I do see a future with you. And then he's like, I've never met someone who's made my heart feel so safe. This felt amazing and exciting. He's soulmate material. We have a spark. There's burning passion and chemistry. We have the card. She made a joke. It's the thank you card. And he goes, I want to kiss you and hold you and wake up next to you. And then they go to the jacuzzi. There's fireworks. She's in her leather one shoulder, one piece looking hot. The guys freak out the morning after. They have a food fight. Smile on the face. I'm in love with her. He means it. It's hard for me to be an open person. She feels comfortable and safe. And she said, there are people who say I would do anything for you. And then there are people like Brandon. And then he returns to the thing. It's super awkward. And then the guys all get the giggles.
Now that you're out in the world, would you be okay with a dude shoving an empanada in your face?
I didn't like the empanada in the face.
Yeah.
No. I didn't like that.
That bumped me a lot.
No, I didn't like that.
I thought he should have shoved it harder to really show her he wanted it. That was my note.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
I don't think she liked it in the instant that it happened.
Didn't like it. It felt like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that.
That's what it felt like to me.
And then I felt like the amount she put on his face, I was like, she did not enjoy it.
No, she did.
She really yoked him up.
It felt a little, like, it felt a little dick in the face. You know, yeah. It felt a little dick in the face. It felt a little like you didn't ask for consent to stick your empanada all over my face in a way that felt degrading on TV.
You just mansplained a pinata.
You just mansplained a pinata.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Empanada.
That's right.
Whatever it's called. Yeah.
just mansplained a pinata.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they did it?
All right, let's talk about it. Do we think... Do we think she did? Who do we think she did it with everybody? And do we think they did it?
No, I do not think she did it with everybody. Not my Shellery.
I think that your Shellery. I think she did do it with Brandon because I think she's been horny for him the whole time.
I don't believe that there was penetration.
May I?
You may.
You don't?
Yes. Oh,
you
sorry.
You think there was no penetration?
I think there was no penetration. If someone wears a cross that size on their chest, to me that's like
the Lord was present in the room.
Or maybe it's one of those things where you're like, I am going to have sex while we're the big cross because he's going to be mad. So you're like, there we go. But that's, I don't know. I didn't get the same, I guess I don't know how much penetration happens often on these fantasy
they
suites.
Can go, I think they can go, runs the gamut. If you're Ari, I think it's everybody.
Yeah.
I don't believe that night ended in
It's a lot of back-to-back D. If you're doing three nights of D in a row, that's a lot of different D three nights in a row.
Anna, do you know if there's a day off?
Anna.
I think there is like a day off in
the
between.
The icing vacation, they call it.
Because they, at one point, they do say at one point that Nate's waited a week. So he's been sitting here for a week.
So that slipped.
One of the guys said, like, he's been sitting here for a week. It must be tough. That's like, even just crazier. Waiting. So
I think it's like every other day. I think they go, I think they get an icing day.
Yeah. It's not.
Would you like to go to the ice suite, Michelle? I accept this stretcher.
Katie, as our resident boner watcher,
you've
always been.
Do you think?
No, I always like for the boners.
She keeps an eye on the boners. She keeps an eye on the ween size. Do you think there was dick down every single in every single suite?
I don't think she fucked Brandon.
Oh,
there we go.
She definitely didn't do Joe.
She definitely did with Nate, though. I think Joe might have.
Why do you think not Joe?
I think Joe, but not Brandon.
Just in my very strong opinion, Joe wasn't going to last past the fantasy suites. Like, I feel like she, just watching it last night.
Yeah, I love this.
I feel like Joe was definitely her third going into the weekend.
Yeah.
Because
just based on their conversation and the way that she talked about him.
Because he's less fun. He's not fun.
Exactly.
But a good man.
Look at Dr. Banana. Sorry, go ahead, Garrett.
She felt very much like the teacher in that relationship where she was constantly like giving positive reinforcement. Yeah. Like, you're doing really great. It's really great that you're being like an emotional being. Whereas if you're saying that to someone, you know what I mean? You're kind of going like, this is really great. Whereas the other guy, she was just living.
Right.
Joe, she was like, Joe, you shouted on the zip line. That was amazing.
She did give Joe the kiss of death line, which is, our relationship has been a little slower than
that.
Which is a classic kiss of death.
Classic.
You don't want to be the slow relationship person.
No.
You want to be maniacally quick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm concerned about it. I feel like you're acting. I know you so well.
Yeah, you're getting picked.
Yeah.
All right, so do you think, Dr. Banana, as our sex doctor, how many people do you think she boned down with?
I you know what? I really couldn't tell.
I was like, she boned everybody.
I thought that too. No, but I can't. I don't know.
The vibe in the morning with Brandon was like, to friend.
Yeah.
But the
empanada in the face.
It didn't feel sexy.
The empanada in the face didn't help.
It didn't feel sexy at all. Like, it didn't feel like, we just, like, you know, got it on. Yeah.
She had some kick-ass leopard print shorts on underneath that black negligee thing.
She did?
Yeah, she did. There was, she got up on the bed to throw a French fry or whatever, it was like
outfit.
A little glimpse of leopard leopard print.
Dr. Banana, you need to find that for me. I literally want every single thing she's worn on the season.
Yeah, she's doing very well.
I want every cutout dress.
Yeah.
You saw my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like full on, like, give me the cutout.
What does that mean?
Okay, you weren't here for it, but it's like when the side.
Oh, right, side.
I'm here for
oblique
the side
exposure.
Cutout. Yes. I'm here for it.
The party machine has been on ice for some time, so it's time to get back out there in the world.
The party machine has bought some cutout dresses, and she's been like Walt Disney that's been cut and de-thawed.
Right.
Because you're like, it's not 2000 anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, I still got it.
That's right.
I still got it.
Mm-hmm.
There you
You're
go.
Just coming back out now, ready.
I'm
with
ready.
A new,
ready to kick ass.
I never, the sheer fact that I, and let me also say, now we had some people emailing. I have historically had very bad taste. I did marry a nice gentleman.
Handsome man.
He was a very handsome, kind. So, you know, we had a good run. He actually is a great guy. Like, I actually married a very, very wonderful, nice guy, and we had a good run.
On your third date, you said to me, I think he has a wooden leg, for real.
I thought he had a wooden leg.
Yeah.
And that's when I
heard Nate has a wooden leg.
Hey-o.
So, like, I will say, like, I did end up, I didn't, I do, I have historically had bad taste, but I did not marry a bad guy. I married a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. So that's the key. Any guy that you think is not right, marry. And then it's...
Now
you just want the French guy down at Lawson Fenning who slept with all the women in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
So tearing through young and old.
Philippe, I want my Task Rabbit.
I am from Task Rabbit. Hello. Are they married?
It's just like leaky energy at everybody. Okay. So overall, before we take a quick break, here's what was interesting. Overall, she seemed to fall in love with every single person last night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the end of each one, I'm like, well, that's her guy. It's Brandon. And then the next one, I'm like, well, Joe just wrapped it up. Like, and then it was like, well, Nate's the guy. Like,
she likes kissing Nate.
Yes.
He makes her eyes roll back in her head. Yeah. I noticed that last night. That's
did
I watched
you notice
TV
that?
Gareth.
Like,
I like to get up in there. I like to get as close as I can to the TV.
That one kiss where, like, you could see her eyes.
Yeah,
she
had mad eyes.
Yeah, she had shark eyes. She had shark eyes.
Yeah, she did have shark eyes.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, she did.
At one point, she had eyes like, what was it? His name was Matt, right? The guy who wouldn't close.
Well, Matt James. His eyes were, like, wide open. This was more like you just saw the white.
She had shark eyes.
Yeah, she had shark eyes.
Wow.
It was like if, like, Jesus, like, took over a body and it was like, I am here to protect you, you know. Like, I am out of body, Dr. Nate.
Yeah.
Yarden, Yarden.
Yarden, Yarden. I have message from sky.
All right. So overall, at the end of this date, did you think, oh, Brandon's it. Wrap it up. He's the guy.
Watching it for the first time, clean slate, I thought, okay, this guy's probably your front runner at that point in time.
Yes.
That was in the moment when they finished.
She was really able to be all in and present with each one in a way that was almost, I would imagine, whoever she picked, that would be hard to rewatch this episode.
She said it. She said it in her conversation with Nate. I don't want to skip too far ahead to the conversation with Nate.
Yeah.
However, she did say the whole goal is to be present for each date and not think about the others.
Well, she's really good at it.
Right. But maybe Caitlin or maybe Tayshia or someone got to her and said, like, here's the fucking
I think it was Chris
key.
Harrison in a bush. I haven't. They had a beard. They're like, Chris, what are you doing? He's like, that's not me. My name's Devin. Come here. You need to be present for. I've seen 50 years of this shit.
That's right. He lives in a bush in Puerto Vallarta.
Chris, he's just in a loincloth. You can afford clothes. I choose to live off the land.
Hammered.
I choose to live off the land.
With a bottle of vodka.
Club Med, Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want rum punch? Chris. Comes out of his cauldron. This is medicine to my people. People. The Harrisons.
He hasn't slept in like 3 months. It's like completely.
They said you weren't filming anymore.
He's got like paint, all like blood painted all over his face and like patterns.
Would you like some snake meat?
Who are you?
I used to host The Bachelor. But then I was so stupid.
You know, in 2018.
2018.
2020.
It was not crazy to see a man living in a bush in 2018 who hosted the show. Today it looks crazy to our people.
The woke police come back.
And the woke police came.
They think you're living in a bush.
Apparently they don't like this lifestyle either.
Snort, 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 line of cocaine. Just
this is where CRT came from, Chris.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. What is your fantasy?
You.
And we're back. All right, here we are. So it's, you know, Brandon has returned. I did enjoy the awkward return.
I loved his stance of like, I'm not going to kiss and tell.
Or tell you anything.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to sit here like I'm Liam Neeson with a head full of secrets. Yeah. It was like an amazing amazing. They were all like, wait, what? He was like, I don't talk.
You know, do you remember they didn't used to make them all like come in the same they used to like at this point they all used to have their own rooms and
they're
they
like different villas.
They
made different villas.
Have some chamomile.
Yeah.
It's so mean. It's so mean. And then the fireworks, it's basically and we have penetration. You know what I mean?
I thought the voiceover speaker was a bit much for that.
I'm going to get that inserted through my house, a Sonos speaker that screams, and we have penetration.
We have penetration. Sex has occurred legally.
Okay, so then here we are. So he's back. Next up, we have Joe. Joe, they're falling for each other. They're going ziplining. And again, really nothing happened on the zip line. And she's
how long is that zip line? Because it looked forever. It reminded me of that South
huge.
Park
It's huge.
It, like,
it's
huge.
It's literally... Yeah. There, it's actually,
we lost Joe last week.
It's actually really massive and really fun. I mean, it's a huge
They just kept going. I was like, they'll zip line once.
They had lots of different ones, but it's like a really great zip line. I would highly recommend, if you're in Puerto Vallarta, it's worth the
drive. If you have a toddler, get up there.
If you just tell
if your toddler could say, I'm six, I swear to God.
I'm a really tall six-year-old and say, like... Adios. And then there you go.
They you think also, I'm two? Oh, bless you.
They also trained her to swim from, like, because when I used to fill in on Good Day LA, Steve Edwards and I, like, fell in love with each other, the old anchor. Like, and he was sort of like an older gentleman. And I told him, my friend Rob Cohen would always say to me, Arden, Hollywood called, it's a pass. And so Steve Edwards will like text me that like once a year. He will say Hollywood called, it's a pass. And then they trained Stella when she was like two or three, like the floaty. We had like a private pool and I would be up on the third floor and Rob would train her. And I just hear from like, hey, Arden, Arden, Hollywood called, it's a pass.
Oh,
that would
God.
Get screamed from the pool, like a tiny toddler in like a floaty bubble in the pool, God. Like a spacesuit.
Now that you're back out in the world, have you thought about Steve Edwards?
You know what? He's married still to the same lady.
It's L.A. No, that doesn't matter.
I get myself a nice Silver Fox daddy.
Yeah.
You know who keeps taking sweets?
Going out in Encino tonight. Yeah. Woo!
I'll tell you, we had a great time together. I would certainly laugh a lot. The young ones keep taking swings at me.
Whoa.
I'm a hit with the kids.
Make sure they're above six.
They're very tall.
I'm very tall for a 12-year-old.
I'm a very tall 17-year-old.
I'm a very tall 8-year-old.
I'm a very tall 18-year-old.
I'm 18. Look at how tall I am.
Oh, they're blonde ladies outside of Marshall High School again. Just roaming around. Standing on the corner of Tracy and St. George every fucking day at 3 o'clock. There she is.
She's at Star Middle School. I'm a very tall
Thomas Starr King. God damn it. She's out there again.
Penetration
every Saturday
hasn't
on
happened.
The soccer field.
I'm a very tall 18-year-old.
Very tall 18-year-old.
Oh, my God.
This, we're going from, let's just try Hollywood High School today. What? Fuck it.
I can go to In-N-Out.
Yeah. Which one's yours?
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
I don't discriminate.
I'm still shopping.
You're Russian? You're Armenian? Come on, let's go. You 16 with a stash? Let's do this.
Are you 16 with a stash?
Let's go. What? Yo, Crossroads. She's branching out. Wow, she's going fancy.
She's going like, wait, your dad runs Universal.
Holy shit.
Your dad is the head
she's
of
dating one of Bill Lawrence's kids.
It's a pass.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Krista.
He's taking your son out. Going to the fucking Sherman Oaks Castle. Going to play some mini golf.
When I was, even like my friends are young. Like when I was doing this movie this summer in Seattle, I befriended, there was this like really fun 22-year-old woman that was on it. We just hit it. She was great. And I was like, oh, you know, we were all living at this hotel for a month. And I'm like, hey, Lexi, you want to have dinner Saturday night? She's like, sure. My parents will be in town. I was like, okay. So then, like, Joni and whatever, they were in from Bill and Joni were in from Kansas. And they, like, took, like, Lexi and her adult lady friend that was, like, the same age as them. But they, like, bought me a meal, like, college. Like
that's great. That's a great role.
And I let them. come buy me the meal. I was like, thanks, Bill. Thanks, Jody. Like, you know,
thanks, Mr. Clark, Mrs. Clark.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Literally, like, they took, I was like, they're like the adult lady for them. I'm there with their kid, but I'm like the same age as them. I'm like, well, I'll be legally divorced in 3 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
But we've been separated for since last September, technically. But like, my legal divorce will go through in like 3 weeks. Thanks for, but then I'm going to go to the White Lotus Hotel for 4 days. It's really working out. I've got a new puka shell. You want to see it?
That's my dream adult. I'd be like, this is where I need dinner. 100%.
That was, they literally took me out. Like, and I just, yeah, I'm like sitting there as like their kids, like as like the plus one of their kids.
Let's go smoke a joint while your parents are upstairs.
Yeah. Hey, Joni. Gary. Anyway, we're back. Okay. So, and she's like, so they go zip lining. It's just like, Joe, did you ever think you could be this vulnerable to zip line? Is that, what's that, Joe?
No.
Wow. Did you have fun today, Joe?
Yes.
Was this the craziest you've ever been? I saw so many sides of you today.
Well.
Like, you just really let your hair down.
Hair. I don't, yeah.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
And then he said, you open up, and he's like, you've helped me be the real me.
See, it's all very like, you're a good apprentice. You started talking.
Right.
That's huge for you.
He also said, you brought out this new crazy side of me.
Yeah, he's like, I've never said this much. He's like, Joe, slow down. Your tongue's going to get sore. Believe me.
I just love how shocked she was when he yelled. She was like,
"That's
he can make noise."
And it's also such a like, whereas like, yeah, it was.
She's
crazy.
Like, incredible.
I've never heard anything like that.
I thought he was just going to silently zip line.
Honestly, I was kind of expecting that. Funny. I was expecting just silent zip line.
I've seen
just, like,
so many different sides of you today.
You laughed. You spoke. It's been nuts. Who are you?
And it goes, well, I am slow to warm up. I'm scared of being my true self. And she's like, you should bring more of that goofy side out like we saw today.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, you're my little slice of home. Whenever I feel homesick.
Yeah. Dinner next?
Whenever I feel homesick, I just go to you and the feelings go away. Me too, 100%. And then he is.
He just started like snapping at one point, like to agree.
She goes, Joe.
Just keep talking. I like that more.
She goes, Joe is a 1,000-piece puzzle. 100.
By the way,
yeah,
that is not enjoyable, even for puzzle lovers. That's fuck my month.
I've done 1,000-piece puzzles.
But were you like, yes?
No, my marriage was crumbling. Yeah, my marriage was crumbling. And it was like,
I'm gonna put the pieces to something.
It was like, you did what? I was right there.
I'll be in the puzzle room.
What the fuck? I knew it. Okay. Do you have the edge piece?
Well,
you get the blue. I'll get the. You know, this is the unicorn. This is the horn of the unicorn. So then he goes. So they go silent zip lining, and then she's like, "Is it? You know, is it insane that like, what's it like to be an introvert with an insanely extroverted person?" He's like, "We work well together." She goes, how many kids do you want? Ideal. He goes, 3, 2, or 4.
Show.
Yeah, there was a lot of fumbling. There was like math on the fly.
Yeah.
Which he could not do.
3, 2, 4.
4 was like, wow, fuck it.
Four
I just said 4.
My sister has 2 boys. And, oh, boy.
I think if it's boys, you got to cut the numbers down.
Yeah.
If it's boys, like, actually 2, not 4. I didn't know it was going to be 2 of these things.
That's
a nightmare.
Two boys.
It's either 2 boys or 4 girls. Yeah, or 3 if it's a mix and match.
Boys is a nightmare.
2 boys is 6 regular kids.
I love my nephews, but oh,
boys
my God.
Are
they're
lot.
Always trying to kill each other.
Boys are, like, kicking each other in the dick.
If you're the parents, you're like, I'm hoping one of them does kill the other one, honestly.
Literally, I think they do nothing but kick each other in the dick all day long.
I beat the shit out of both of them. My brothers. I was the oldest.
Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
And
he was older.
Did he kick you in the dick all day?
He didn't because he was older, but he did do some stuff. He was 12 years older, so I was like, he had an unfair advantage. But one day...
He just wanted to kick you right in the dick. That's like a 20-year-old and you're 8.
Yeah, in a different
meaning. I'm a really tall 18-year-old.
I could, yeah. I'm a grown man. He made a hot curry and he goes, smell this. And then he put it in my face.
Oh, what a dick.
So
And he apologized right away.
Did it burn your face?
Yeah, completely burned. It was a hot curry.
He made a hot curry.
He made a hot curry.
There's so many aspects of this
steaming
story.
Oh, that's my family. That's the English family. Yeah. They're like, our national dish is Indian.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that. Like, us? Appropriate? Never.
He made a hot curry.
Hot curry.
And stuck it in a, my little bat boy, like my little
baby
bat
Dracula.
Boys, baby Dracula's.
I want to suck your meal. Yeah. And then he brought it over.
He burned Dracula, baby boy Dracula's face with a hot curry.
He sniffed it to lay the foundation of normal. Oh, yeah. He was like, we're all sniffing the curry. And I was like, that's what we do here. And then right on my face. And then he took me over to wipe it off as I was crying. He's like, it's okay. Aww. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
How old were you?
You did this.
You were, how old were you?
This was months ago. No, I was probably 7. So we're talking about a 19-year-old man.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You were oldest, weren't you?
I was the oldest. So they got pro wrestling moves dropped on them all the fucking time.
Yeah.
With no warning.
Yeah.
I would just come flying out of nowhere and just... drop kick.
I had
suplex. Elbow to the face.
Nothing but male cousins and like male family friends, and then an older brother. Luckily, my older brother and I were like both malnourished and like 20 pounds. So it was sort of, even though he was 3.5 years like older, he was sort of like Anthony Michael Hall in 16 Candles, like Farmer Ted. So it was
perfect.
Like these two little runts that would just like, and we would just kick each other in the crotch.
They weren't supposed to make it.
Yeah.
That's harder on one of you.
Exactly. We would kick each other in the crotch trying to get control of the remote control. That's how we would do
it. I don't like that game anymore. The rules have changed in a way.
I as a fan of the legendary wrestler Ric Flair, Ric Flair's signature move is the figure four leg lock, which essentially cripples somebody. So I would practice that on both of my brothers whenever I felt like
it. It's important.
Get on the floor, figure four time. Yeah. Put you in the figure four. Yep, we're going to do this right now.
That explains a lot. Yep. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. So it keeps going. This is his best part. Joe was like, I now do real estate. That's why I do real estate, so I can have 3, 2, or 4 kids. But I liked this. I wanted a foundation for a family. I want to be an inspiration to others, especially athletes. All the tools that you learn in athletics you can bring into the world is why that's important. We want to be a power couple. I loved that. That was the most real moment. It actually was the first time we've seen a plan for the future on The Bachelorette. Like, that's when I was really rooting for Joe, even though he's quiet. I was like, oh, this is actually a real guy that's like, kind of like, I'm coming with something to the table. Like,
rather than I'm moving to LA to be an influencer, I'm already an influencer.
Yeah.
And I just need to be hot for the next 5 to 6 years.
No, I felt like I actually really liked that he was. What I like about Joe, even though he's quiet, was I felt like I also like quiet. So, like, I felt like.
You just need a quiet 16-year-old.
Listen, Billy has been so great so far.
Yeah.
I felt like, I'm kidding. For anybody who gets upset, I'm kidding. Okay.
Kind of.
By the way, I'm also not dating these guys. It's the people that, like, make moves online. I'm like, I get flattered, but I'm not like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Like,
oh, you
like,
got to go. I find those to be the most fruitful.
I'm not. I
absolutely.
Can't.
Absolutely.
A
fan of yours online. That's
I
where
can't.
You gotta go.
I have not.
Those are always normal.
I'm not. I've only smooched a few people. Nobody's seen my boobs. I've only smooched a few people. So I'm not out like.
You're not at the boob part yet.
I'm not at second base yet.
Okay.
I'm just like chatting. I'm like, oh my God, I can like, oh wait, this is like a whole new world. I can do this. I'm allowed to flirt. Like, huh. Anyway, we're back. What were we talking about? Oh, I liked that Joe was bringing a plan.
Yeah.
Joe's a real guy.
Okay, so then Nate is back at home base going, I feel great. I have to say, you do want to go third. He's
do
right.
Do you?
In my mind, third always, it is the last one on your mind. And third always is the one they want the most. I have found, when you test at network for a part, you want to go first. When you're testing in the bone zone with your sex skills, you want to go last.
I agree.
I did not think
what
Nate,
if the though, show's about fucking
then you want to go last.
Okay.
I didn't think Nate was being cocky though. I think he was trying to talk himself into it, because especially like Brandon sitting there, I'd be like, no man, you want to go first. Like, what are you not going to be like, I think third's better? Like, what are you not going
to
say that?
I think you're right.
Think what I would do if someone was saying that in that situation. And I think, yeah, I mean, it is the weirdest. It's like a reality show in the reality show. Like, making these people sit in the bullpen, the bang bullpen, is like awkward as fuck. But especially when someone's pitched and trying to tell you about the experience.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Like, the bang bullpen.
Yeah.
When I did the dating game in the year of our Lord, 1998.
Yes.
At Sunset Gower Studios.
Yes.
Wow.
They made me.
I did not realize the dating game was. I thought you meant when I was dating in the late 90s, not when I was doing
game. No, when I was a contestant, one of the three dudes, I spent an entire day in a room with two personal trainers because it was me and two.
Yeah.
Two. Bro,
right.
bros, simple.
Yep, simple.
Simple bros.
Yep, simple.
And me, who thought I was going to be
funny. What kind
funny.
Of protein do you like?
All day.
Yeah.
And we were the last show of, I think they shot five in a day.
Did you win?
No, I did not.
Did you come in third?
And because they kept changing my answers. No, I think I came in second. The woman told me that she was going to pick me, but one of the guys said something. It would have been a disaster. Reno was the vacation with the girl.
Wow.
We're sitting on a 2-day nightmare trip to Reno. Holy shit. Play poker while you drink at the bar, you losers. We're giving you $15 in gas money. You're going to Reno.
Oh, my God.
You got a free toaster. New to you, not to us.
And by S&H green stamps. No, I was sequestered all day, and it was the worst day of my life. I've talked about it forever. It was the worst day of my life. Chuck Woolery.
No, I've done a podcast with him. He's
Chuck
nice. If
Chuck doesn't like the jokes that are written for him, he just leaves.
Oh.
He just walks off. He doesn't tell you
he
should pitch.
He writes all of his jokes out before. We write all of his jokes for Gareth beforehand, and he storms out if he doesn't like
it. The character Gareth that we've created on this show, I'm very passionate about, and I'm sensitive towards how he's perceived.
Yeah, how Gareth wouldn't say that.
That's not a Gareth line.
Gareth wouldn't say
that. Do I need to put back on a tape of me? This is who I want to look like.
Question. So last week, the Doughboys pointed out, or 2 weeks ago, the Doughboys pointed out, Fantasy Suites is basically you and two of your hottest friends going in a fuck contest of show us how you fuck up against you and two of your hottest friends. Wow. I never thought about it like that. So, I mean, think about it. You and Amit and peak Amit, peak 90s Amit.
No, I can't. I can't compete with that.
No.
I couldn't. I would lose. I can't compete
with
that.
Me and 90s Kate Walsh.
No, you can't compete with that.
I can't keep up with that.
Kate will have sex with you and smash you in the face with an ashtray when you're
And she'll
she's done.
Look like Catherine Deneuve while she's doing it.
Yeah.
No, I can be like fun and cute, but it's a different vibe.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, they're right, though.
They're right.
It is, but that's probably why Nate is he's got to be. I was thinking, I thought what Brandon was saying made sense to me more than going third until we got to Nate's date. But I did think that, first is better because you're just you're not sure what's going on. There's no expectation.
You're also not getting the remnants of somebody else's D.
I'm a big fan of that.
That makes me realize that Tuesday on Bachelorette Silver Lake, she picked Marika over Josh, and I think that's because Marika pushed her buttons correctly, and Josh did not. We just wrapped season on that.
Is it a bi season? Is it a pansexual season?
It's a Bachelorette Silver Lake.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay, come on.
So I'm glad Marika. Marika works at 365, right?
Well, she's in the band Caution Cuidado. Okay. They're going to be at the Terra Grand Ballroom this Sunday if anyone wants tickets.
I can't wait. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so then... Joe is Brandon, meanwhile, is talking to Nate, and he goes, I want to marry her, and she's with another dude right now. Think about it. And he's like, and Joe's, Nate is like, yeah, well, you're not marrying her yet, so slow your roll. And then he's like, she's my everything. I'm scared to lose her.
Mm. Yes. I have a question. Talk to me. This is kind of jumping ahead, but this made me, because we had seen this before. Michelle, they show a coming up for next week, and we had seen it where we see Michelle's dad go, I think he could be the jealous type. I think he's talking about Brandon.
Me too. Ooh.
Me too.
I thought,
okay, slow, pump the brakes, slow it down, bro. Slow it down, calm down, because this is where I thought his intensity was going to go, peak intensity, and he was going to have a tantrum.
Yeah.
And down the line, it's going to be bad. That was my just not knowing anything about him.
I mean, I can see he's so really young. Jealous. He's like in love. He
he's
just
the same
her.
Age. As they're all 27.
He just looks young.
He just acts young.
Okay, Dr. Banana, talk
really
to us.
He does look young.
Dr. Yeah. Banana, first of all, your glasses are on point.
Thank
your outfit's
you.
On point.
Don't they make her eyebrows look great?
She looks great. She's,
thank
she's
you.
Looking great.
No notes from the network.
No notes from the network on your look.
What is it Hollywood called?
It's not a pass. It's not a pass.
Oh, okay. Hollywood called. You're hip pocketed. Don't get crazy.
They're going to put a pin in you.
You can't leave yet. They want to see more.
They definitely put a pin in you.
She's on a veil.
Yeah. We're going to extend. We're on a veil. So, Dr. Banana, did you think it was too much?
Yes. I think Brandon?
Brandon.
Yes.
I always want to say Brandon.
Brandon is tough for me. I do think he comes off very young and kind of naive in how hard he goes in, and that... I don't know. I think if I was Michelle, which I am,
obviously,
this would turn me off that he was coming in so hot. But she seems so well adjusted that I think she can handle it.
She
it's
also
confusing.
Doesn't see. It'd be great to show her the footage of this room.
I think she likes that he's all in like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I think she's been fucked over fright by guys who. Are you rubbing your eyes because the poinsettia is covered in cat hair?
Yeah.
I think that she has been with guys that have not been not that into her.
Right.
And so I think she would like that this guy is a maniac of like, she's mine.
Yeah. There's some molding that could happen.
I think you like want that in theory. And then once you get it, you're like, give me space.
Give me a little space.
Right, but is this,
give me
is
panini,
this what they
not
would
tomato.
Consider thank love you. Bombing, where they say like you come in really hot at first. But the thing is, I think that gets confused in the Bachelor universe because you're supposed to do
that. Yeah, the timeline.
Yeah, that's
so
true. If you don't, then you get cut.
I don't know. He doesn't feel like love bombing. He feels like he's not going to slow his roll ever.
Yeah,
he feels
that's
like he's
true.
All in.
Well, on this point,
yes.
Can we talk about Nate's discussion with Michelle at the dinner table when they were out on their dinner date?
Slow
my roll?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, but the whole issue of telling someone that you love them on The Bachelorette.
Yes, that's a big moment.
And the way that they'd set up for me, having no idea what was going to happen, that, yes, Michelle needs someone to be like, I fucking love you. Let's go. Fucking love you. You're the greatest thing ever. Let's do this. And she was saying that's what she wanted. And then Nate, I felt like I was worried that they were going to produce him and be like, you don't have to tell her you love her tonight. That's a little fast. Like, no one else has said that. You know what I mean? Like, felt like there was, like, some weird finessing.
They all said it.
They all got there. But Nate, it took Nate, like, 27 minutes at the dinner table to say it.
I felt like he was pushed into it, and he said it because he felt like he had to.
Okay,
which you do.
That's what I wanted to know.
I felt like he did it. He eventually gave it to her. And
oh,
trust me,
agree.
He's my guy. I picked him. So it would behoove me for Nate to win because I picked him. I felt like eventually he was like, all right, I love you, to me. But Katie disagrees. But we're not there yet. Here we go. We'll keep going through Joe. So then...
Says a lot about Joe's excitement that
so
we're
then,
talking about
so
Nate.
Then, I know. Yeah. So literally nothing... All we see is the morning after. It was just like there was like nothing to the date. And then we heard about the house flipping, which I liked. And then after morning... I think they had sex. They had the vibe of having bond.
I think they had sex,
but it was okay.
It was. I think it was just she was like, he's not saying anything, and there's like 2 more hours left.
Well, he doesn't exude anything.
I know. Yeah.
Even if he's like, we just fucked. I had the greatest orgasm of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just so like monotone.
Yeah.
And that's not
a bad
thing.
But she was like,
I finished. Okay, get off then. I'm done.
Good job. Good job.
I made the goo.
Good job.
Bye bye. Can I shower?
Did you come?
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Or, yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about it.
I seem to be covered in dust.
Can you hand me the remote?
It's poinsettias and cat hair. So then.
In many ways, it is.
So then. So then afterwards, she's like, I really feel strongly about you. And she's like, you know what? I'm realizing what it's like waking up in love with you. I'm even more in love with you. Like, she was like openly saying, I'm in love with you.
Oh.
And then she goes, Joe is my slice of home, maybe my soulmate. And then Joe says, with Michelle, I'm ready. I'm very ready. Being married in 24 hours, Joe has changed everything. And then he goes, Bezos, Bezos, Bezos. And then she says, spending this time with Joe, I feel like I have all the clarity. And then it literally was like, she was all in on Joe.
I know. It was shocking.
It was like she was all in on Joe, who then she later cuts, but she was like, this is it. I was wrong. I have the clarity. I love Joe.
But that's the show. That's the pull back the curtain really, a little bit.
But some people don't do it. Like She sold it.
Great.
When you went to the bathroom, we were talking, and I was saying how going into this episode, I thought it was going to be Brandon who would be cut.
Me too.
I thought it would be Joe being cut, yeah. And then it changed my mind, like seeing them together. And I was like, no way, Joe's making it through.
I did
this
too.
For
I
sure.
thought, me too.
Brandon's going to be cut.
Yes.
I mean, because she just acted like she was.
Like Gaga.
Yeah.
And also, like the Minnesota factor,
very helpful,
the house factor. Like, yes.
The kid factory, he was being like, I'm all in. I already have a house for our stepchildren.
And, like, I have a business.
With 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms.
Depending. We can add bedrooms. It's fine.
There's boys.
Yeah, it really felt like she felt like googly eyed of like, this is practical. I need home, family, this guy. So watching for the first time in a while.
Yes.
Did you, after you, now you've watched 2 of the dates now.
Yeah.
Did you go, oh, okay, it's this guy after this one?
No.
You
I did not.
Why?
I still felt like Brandon was ahead of Joe.
Why?
In the pecking order. I'm looking for the shark guy. I'm looking for body language. You know, the reason I love to watch the show is I love to try to look behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. I look at it from a production point of view.
That's
I
that
look
dating
at it
game
from
time.
Who's
it's
in there.
It was a dating game.
Right. Who's in their ear? What are the producers saying to them off camera? How's this all being orchestrated? How's it being edited? Of course you have to make Joe be equal with everybody. Yeah. I just didn't feel it because his personality was just so blah.
He just doesn't talk
enough. Sweet guy. Sweet, sweet guy. I felt like this is a good person.
Me too.
Nothing ooky about Joe, but he's kind of the dad.
Yeah. It's very sweet. And at times I think we're all like, oh, this guy's great. But it just doesn't talk a lot. At this point, you've got to be like talking. Yeah,
none of these guys, by the way, from my point of view, none of these guys light up a room with their comedy. That's or their true. Personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I think Nate lit up the room later.
When we saw him with the horses, though, in the little tag at the end, he was like, you know, had more personality there. So, yeah. I mean, who knows what we didn't see.
Good
also,
point.
I mean, he's
true. But he also told the horse to sit. So you're like, he's talking more, but he's like telling the horse to like get the newspaper and his slippers. It's a little off.
All right.
He must smell my horse.
Anything?
This dog loves me. Joe.
Before we
you shouldn't ride a dog, mister. Joe!
I think... Who did you think she was going to cut?
I thought Joe.
You did?
Yep. Why? Yeah. Just because there was so little there. There was so little effort that I was like...
I agree.
This is sweeps time. This
totally
is when
agree.
You bring out the guest stars. This is when Paul Rudd's on the sitcom.
Yes!
There was not a lot of kitchen sinking happened.
Yeah. Great point.
Yeah.
Great point. Paul Rudd was not there.
There was no sweeps attempt.
Dr. Banana, before we take a quick break and move on to Nate, is there anything anybody wants to say about Joe and the date?
I mean, he could have had it all.
He could have.
It was his to lose.
Thank you.
And his home field advantage was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's rough.
Katie, anything? You get the last laugh.
No, I mean, I was just, I thought Joe would make it through. I was
Me too.
Surprised. I feel like I get what you're saying because I do think he's, you know, He's quiet and she's not, and so maybe that's not a good fit. But the way she was talking about him just was like,
yeah, it was bizarre.
It was really surprising to me. Like I literally was like, no way. When she said it, like I
that would be
like,
hard watching back.
It, yeah,
again, whoever the, yeah. Whoever she ends up with, her language about the other two.
Oh God,
it's going to be a real problem in their relationship.
If it's Brandon, I don't know if he could handle it. Because, like, seeing how he was just him knowing they were on the dates, he was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, if he ends up
winning, I don't know that I could handle it. If I got picked.
Oh, no, and I would combust.
I don't think I could
handle
it.
They don't watch. A lot of people say they don't watch.
I mean, literally, if it was, like, I ended up with Dracula, and then I'm watching Dracula, I'd be like, I'm in love with Anna. This is it. Anna's my soulmate.
I know.
Like,
yeah, and then cut to them being cut. It's like, it doesn't matter. You
like,
already said
and then,
it.
Like,
but you'd be watching it with Drake and you'd be like, baby, it is all very Hollywood. They edit. That's ADR.
Yeah,
Yarden.
Yarden.
That's ADR.
Do you think you would watch
Yes.
So many people say they don't watch.
I don't believe it. They're all camera whores. Of course they
watch. I would be like, yeah, we're not going to watch. And then I'll be on my phone in the bathroom like, you bitch.
I would be, I couldn't handle it. I could not handle it. I know it would get under my skin and I wouldn't be able to handle it. Knowing that he fucked my friends.
That'd be too
weird.
And then
you could never go on the internet because everyone's talking about
it. Oh, yeah. Even at the engagement thing, I'd be like, before I ask, there's something I need to ask first.
Did you fuck my friend?
Did you fuck Tyler? Because that guy has been, please, I need to know. Then I don't want to propose.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you just marry him if you love him so much?
Which has happened in the past. Some dudes have blown gaskets over that.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
I don't play. It's
Greg. Strange. Remember Greg and Katie's season? Couldn't handle it.
I mean, it's Mother Nature. It's human.
Caitlin Bristow drove some dudes crazy.
Oh.
Because they were I know she did.
Yeah.
But I can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. Before the sweets. Pre-sweets.
Pre-sweets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pre-sweets. She fucked Nick Viall.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To the Cranberries.
Amazing.
It's so meta.
After she got dry-humped in a church in front of Dolores O'Riordan, the Cranberries, in a active church in Ireland.
Zombie, in your head,
The preacher's asked you to stop doing that to the clot.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
In your head.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the fantasy suite time. What is your fantasy?
Television.
Put on that hot water for the room.
Okay.
It was like when you used to have, I'll shut up. You used to have like when in the 1800s when your bath would be in your living room, you'd be like, we're going to have supper while Pa bathes. What?
Is the angle?
Hand me my dick towel. There we go. That's good porridge. That's good night porridge.
Please cut that in, Katie. Please keep all that in.
I'll come back. We're back.
Give me my dick towel.
Give Dad his dick towel, and then I'll say grace. Everything's got dust on it. Flip the plates now. We're going to eat off them.
That's still Rhode Island. I mean, that's still New England is like that.
What, the bathing in the living room?
Just like cold, dark, like you can't. Who turned on the light?
Yeah.
Like it's like you mean in this dark.
There's no reading.
House? Yeah, like this dark, dark old farmhouse. And like I turn on one light, and so you hear somebody go, "Who turned on the light?"
Well, that's it. Now we can't have power for the summer.
What?
We used to have hot water bottles.
Oh, I was just saying that about my mother. My mother's. You'll be in a meat locker of my mother's home.
Yeah.
Shivering, and she'll go, do you want your hot water bottle?
Yeah,
and you're just like, well, how about the heat? You feel it. Yes, but I've got two, one for each hand. And you're like, well, that's an indicator that the system's not good.
All right, and we're back. If you hear something, it's the kettle, because we're heating up for Pa's dick towel over the middle of the room. All right, here we are.
Not that dick towel, the clean one. What the hell you think this is?
I already feel warmer. I don't know about you. Do you feel a little better?
I like to run a little cold, so I'm good.
Great.
Right now.
Okay.
Fabulous.
So then,
Bachelor, ABC.
Yes, here we go. Bachelor, ABC.
Right.
So Brandon doesn't think Nate is ready.
It's so condescending.
So then they go to a boat at a yacht club, and they're a giant catamaran, and they're like, "Oh, I missed you. It's been way too long, my girl. My boat got. I finally get to be with my girl again." And he kissed her from behind in a hot, really tall guy move. He's the tallest, and she's a tall lady. And like,
but he was like, "I'm really tall.
I'm really tall, and I'm bringing the big."
Did Brandon kiss?
Big...
Oh, little Brandon couldn't kiss you like this. Yeah. That's interesting.
Because I'm really tall.
I'm all neck.
She's taller than Brandon, huh?
Yeah.
No, is she?
Is she?
She might be right there.
No, she might have right
Panini
there.
Was taller than Brandon.
She might have had a heel on though with him. So then, she goes, "When I am with Nate, I feel like how you're supposed to feel when you are with your soulmate, your favorite person." And he goes, "I am crazy about you. You're something else." And they're on a boat. They kept showing, called the Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
They were so psyched when they found that.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They were so busy because they were doing Bachelor in Paradise as well. But they're like, bring in the Michelle boat.
I honestly wondered if the art department Greeked that out. I really did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. The Michelin? We can work with that. So rent it. Fuck it.
So then they go, he goes, I like a little bit of subtle things that make you Michelle. She's like, kissing Nate is magic.
Yep.
I have never had a feeling like shark eyes.
Yeah, shark eyes. Yeah. I watched it up close, 6 inches from the television screen. I paused it and I was like, fucking check that out. That's how you make a lady feel, ladies.
Yes. I want to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to pick somebody up from
Steve Edwards.
Marshall High.
Yeah. Campbell Hall, fuckers. Here we are. Going private school in the valley. Let's do it right.
Oh my God.
Your dad is one of the guys from Tears for Fears. Let's fucking do this.
Okay, Colin, let's go.
You like theater? So do I.
Hope your parents do.
Oh, going across the street to North Hollywood High School.
Yes, I got my driver's license and an ID. So then she goes, I need to hear if he loves me. In a perfect world, the world will freeze and Nate will tell me that that he loves me. And I fear that there's the potential that I could have stronger feelings for him than he has for me. Yeah, Nadoy, you do.
Correct.
You still do.
Okay, so having watched the whole season.
Katie disagrees. Anna and I are on the same page.
Okay, so having watched the complete season, Nate is not yet there.
No.
Okay.
He's there for the influencers. But Katie doesn't agree. She's horny for him.
Okay.
Okay, horny. Dracula, how do you feel? Do you think that she likes him more than he likes her? I don't think he wants to get married.
Is this a Rachel Peter situation?
Yeah. Well, he also...
Although Peter wasn't there to be an influencer, but he just wasn't ready to engage. I think Nate is like, I want the followers. I want to move to Luke's.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I did not get that. I think that potentially he... I mean, it doesn't sound like he's ever really dated anyone. Mm. So I feel like there's part of that maybe at play. Like, it's just so... Which is also kind of a weird flag in its own right. It's like, I mean, that, you know, like, I'm almost 30. My last girlfriend was 16, Like, I mean, I was 16 too. That came out wrong. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it is weird. And I did feel that for a while, but I did feel like on this one, it felt like.
But now he's in the game of it. And now he's like got to like seal the deal.
True. But
and
he might be
drinking the Kool-Aid because he's tired. He's isolated from his friends. He's like, I'm in love. Dr. B.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about Nate. He just seems too cool. And that's a red flag for me.
He wears a lot of accessories.
But it's true.
He's got a lot of accessories.
You know
what I think it is? Like
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
We all watch Death Boy Island. Yeah. And he looks
like
the
fuckboys. It's true. He does. It's influencing.
He looks like he hit up Claire's and he got every earring and scarf. Yeah. There's too many accessories. It's got a little Jack Sparrow accessory.
But what did we learn from F-Boy Island is that the ones that look like fuckboys are not always fuckboys.
I agree because my go-to show has become Summer House and Winter House
I need to watch them.
Okay.
I haven't.
The greatest show of all time.
Interesting.
Because all it is hot people living in a house.
Why don't we do that on Patreon?
I would love to.
Do you want to do Winter House with us?
I would love to. Well, Summer House is coming up.
Yeah, new Summer House is coming. We've got to watch
that. Let's do that
point.
Next. Will you do it with us?
Here's my point about that.
Will you do that with us?
Absolutely.
Because you'll have to also educate me because I've never seen an episode.
Because it's the same people.
So you'll have to catch me up and our listeners up as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but here's my point about fuckboys.
There we go.
Winter House and Summer House, it's all fuckboys and their ladies.
Except Kyle.
Except, right. And there's a lot of cross-pollination on both, you know, iterations.
Sure.
So you're watching, I've watched real dudes go at it. Nate is not that. He's super handsome. He might make people melt when he walks into the room, but he does not walk the earth with the swagger of a true fuckboy.
He doesn't. I'm telling you. I just don't get the vibes. I don't get it from his Instagram. Either,
okay.
All
right.
All.
Okay.
Trust me.
Because
the ones out there in reality world land, like Austin from Southern Comfort, like those guys fucking walk
Southern
into
charm.
A room and their first goal is who am I leaving with in 5 minutes?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Gross.
Absolutely.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, whatever.
Yarden. Okay. So then, Nate, she's like, I the perfect evening with Nate if he can tell me truly that he is ready for an engagement. I felt like she was pushing it a little and that he was like, he got there with some maybe Prosecco in him, but it wasn't like, he didn't seem to want to offer it up.
Yeah.
Like Brandon or Joe. He's like, she's like, it's hard to let me into your mind. He's like, look, it is quick, you know, but you are exactly like where you're at. It's like, I need to know if the other person's heart is on my same page. Charles, her stepdad, said there could be a moment where you pull away. He goes like, you know what? I don't play with love. I am feeling this for you. It's easy for me to close my eyes. Falling in love, being in love, and engagement. She's like, well, which are you ready for? And he's like, all three. And I thought, he's just saying, like, it didn't feel like offered it's, up. She was pulling it out.
What a bland word salad.
That's
it's
what
a
I'm
word
saying.
Salad with
she
no
was
dressing.
She's like, which one is it? Falling in love, being in love, engagement. And he's like, all three. Like, he didn't say, I'm in love with you. I'm falling in love with you.
All of them.
Yeah. That's how it felt.
That was my previous point about this scene at the dinner table.
He was not, to me, it didn't feel like he was. She was trying to like lead a horse to water to be like,
yes.
You want engagement,
like Panini.
Right? Like Panini. Yeah.
That's a tomato move, silly.
That's right. She was leading a dog to water.
Yeah.
And that dog was.
Sit, drink.
Panini.
Panini, drink the ocean water.
That's a horse.
These dogs are weird. I don't like dogs.
So I felt like she was trying to spoon feed it to him.
Yes.
Like a baby bird, like a mother, like feeding the food to like a little baby. Like
I would have loved this scene.
Yes, but I felt like he had a producer in his ear going, don't say the words. Don't tell her that you love her.
Isn't it like a very, I mean, and I know this is just the world of the show, but it is a very inorganic thing anyway. Like to put someone in that position is not unfair,
yeah.
But if you do pick up on like someone being strange, I would be like, I mean, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, it's very difficult.
Meaning if Nate was not feeling it.
You're on a timeline to express the proper emotions that normally have a little bit more room to breathe.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to almost like rush your impulses to know where you're at. It just is like, I would feel like if someone in that situation were to be like, look, this is great. You're great. We're great. I'm still like, it's still a little fast for me, but I'm into all of it. And I will get, you know, that to me would feel like what you could say.
No, it didn't work.
But
they don't like that. That
I
happened
know,
with Rachel and Peter. Peter was like the guy who is the hottest guy that's ever been on
Peter?
The show. Peter, this was years ago.
But in code, he tried to say to Rachel, I would like to date you as
a
real person.
I want to date you.
Let's
oh, he tried.
And yes. She was like, no. I need an engagement. And he's like, okay, but how about we just go date? And she was like, I want an engagement.
Yeah,
and then he was like, how about we date? And then she was like, fuck you. I will be very late to the top of a windy mountain in Spain and marry a man with cheek implants that is a mom's
Peter has
boy.
Cheek implants?
No.
Oh, the other guy.
Peter wouldn't show up, so she married the other guy in my mind. Now, she has said that it's been edited differently and that, like, so which I
baloney.
Again, which
Peter
I
was there.
Peter was the guy. And Bachelor World fucking loved Peter.
Yeah, so
I've seen him on Ryan.
With that, oh, what, really?
And I'm always like, yes, see me.
Wait, you're on Raya?
Oh, yeah.
What
they're like, look, if you want to click on any more of his Instagram pictures, you have to go to actual Instagram.
Yeah.
Where Raya does that, where they cut you off. Okay, yeah. I'm psychotic. Anyway, but I would say that, okay, so you have the precedent of Peter, so then you can't tell your real emotions, so then you do have to kind
you
of, to some
to
extent, play the game,
play
which
the
is
game.
Maybe why it's some, it does feel inorganic in some way, potentially.
I say play the game hard, play to win, say I love you,
because
you'll break up as soon as your Bud Light promotions are done. After your year contract is over,
you
go your separate ways.
You get
ways.
To keep the giant ring. You got to wait two full years to keep the ring.
And Tayshia couldn't even make it with that guy. What was his name?
Zach.
Wow.
You need two full years.
Becca and Garrett broke up literally long. Like they announced it on like 2 years
and a
after.
Day.
Good for her. Good for
yeah,
her.
Give me that ring.
Oh, really? That's
catch
amazing.
Catch me on eBay with that ring.
I thought was
second.
Yeah. Anna bought it. Anna took all of her savings.
2 years and 20 minutes, I'm on eBay, baby.
Anna bought the Garrett ring for herself because she just felt so connected to Garrett.
Yeah,
I get Garrett.
I get it. Okay, so then Garrett was like, a racist blue line, like anti-women, everything.
Perfect.
Blue lives matter.
Storm the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he storm the Capitol?
I don't have proof.
Beat a cop with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Say, will you accept this?
Well, yeah.
Bear spray. Just walking around. Yeah. D.C. living out of the back of a U-Haul truck.
Would end with roses at the Capitol. Like, to just be like, man dressed as elk. We had some great times, and seeing you piss on the wall showed me that you do take chances. Unfortunately, you seem a little impulsive, and I just went through that in my last relationship.
QAnon shaman?
The buffalo head.
Yeah, buffalo head.
Yeah. What about the QAnon
shaman?
The guy who stole the podium. I love it. I honestly, in another world, you're it for me.
Dude who took a dump in Nancy Pelosi's office?
Not crazy about anything you did, but I'm glad you're here. You're a good barometer for the other guys. That's what's great. I know what I don't want. Someone willing to do that.
I want an oath keeper who's ready to start a family.
Dude who took a dump in Nancy Pelosi. The guy who spray painted AOC's walls. Oh my God. I turned off the heater because it got hot. Were you guys hot?
It's okay, yeah.
I'm good. I'm happy.
Knocked out the candle in the
process.
It's
going to get hotter.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to get real hot.
Like, nothing hotter than Proud Boy fashion. That's the turn on the ladies.
Yeah. I was so
does
hot.
All your work for you.
I was so hot just thinking about a man.
Yeah.
A QAnon shaman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are real feelings. You've been asked to shut up, QAnon shaman.
When I saw that man in the buffalo head, mm-hmm. I was like, huh, like, that's happening right now.
Yeah.
It was a wild day. I think if you look back, it was a pretty, you were like, holy shit, this is some crazy stuff.
I remember watching the news and being like, I like called my sister and I was like, you need to turn on the news. And she's like, what's happening? I was like,
I can't put it into words.
Put it on.
Do you remember Julianne that day was like, should I call and check in about a TV? I'm like, have you turned on the tele? No, absolutely. You're not following up about a TV pitch right now. Yeah. Nobody's going to. Everyone is glued to their television.
Yeah, looking for Jay Johnston. Where is he?
In the Mr. Show finale.
For those people at home, Jay Johnston was a comedian that was on Mr. Show.
Who still is, doing some of his best stuff.
Who dated Padgett Brewster, and there was like an FBI Twitter, like, do you know who this man is?
It was like catnip for Twitter users. It was like, does anyone know this player from Mr. Show? Everyone was like, I must type faster. Must say yes, but oh, my boy.
That's Jay Johnston.
Gif.
That's funny. I don't even remember really reacting. Me and my dad were just on the phone. He's like, you know, look, I've lived through many coups in Iran. This is just, you know, the white people are figuring out.
This is what we call a white coup.
Yeah. My dad's like, I mean, I'm from Iran. Welcome.
We call this coot.
Yeah.
Coot.
And I literally were just like, wow, yeah.
Okay. Look at him. Yeah. Fools.
Yeah.
Until you march through the streets with someone's head on a spike.
Yeah. Oh, like a QAnon shaman. It's just so
but he
good.
Had some abs.
Yeah, he actually was like kind of hot in the buffalo head for like real piece of shit. Okay, here we go. And we're back. So I was like, what a weird move. Like, that's just the whole thing. And we're back. So then so then he's like, yeah, absolutely. All three. Marriage, falling in love, and being in love. That's it. I'm ready for all three. And then she's like, well, I want sort of something more certain than that. He's like, okay. I'm literally falling in love with you. That's not.
It's like a forced confession. It's like waterboarding to get the answer.
That's how it felt to me.
Mm. But that's not on him. That's on her then.
But that he didn't. Yeah. That means he wasn't there and he didn't want to say it yet.
But she was like, I need to hear this.
And I don't know if it was
but
true.
But his actions show it.
Do they?
I think so.
He giraffe kissed her.
Yeah, that's hot. And then he goes, am I ready for this? I wrote down lies next to it. Lies.
I don't think they're
it's getting
lies.
Late for Yarden.
He goes, Yarden is so sleepy. Look how sleepy Yarden is. Lies. I'm looking at boots online. Lies. Am I ready for this? Yes. And she's like, he goes, I don't see myself pulling away. Not at all. Which means he does. See
that's
himself.
Weird language.
Like, yeah, the phrasing of it. Like, why even bring up pulling away? Why are you even mentioning it? And
I'm not falling out of love with you.
Yeah, I'm so not going to like hit on your friends. He goes, he's like, look, I'm going to continue telling you how I feel.
When
like,
forced at dinner.
She goes, you know what? He was able to open up and give me clarity. Let's spend the night together. And then he's going last. And if you're the other two dudes, that giant hot dude, mm-hmm. you know he, like, she was...
You could tell that it was... I mean, honestly, for me,
yeah.
to pick up on a post-coital glow
yes.
on a reality show is yes. not something I would... I would normally yeah. be like, it seemed like they had fun.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, wow, there was, like, very good sex that happened
oh, yeah.
in this room.
Oh, there, he dicked her down.
Yes.
He dicked down. Dicked down.
I took one look at him, I was like... He digged down.
Yeah.
He digged down, and he knew
did.
It.
He
that's,
did.
That's why he
it was
wasn't.
Like his show the next morning. He's like, yeah, maybe I'll keep you around.
Literally, that's why he wasn't nervous about going last, because he knows he can dick down.
That is amazing.
The
that
confidence
is,
of
he knew.
Prowess.
He's like, you put me second, you put me first. What? It doesn't even matter, because I can
whatever
dick
the batting
down.
Order. Let's go.
Yeah.
I hit dingers.
Yeah. What do you think, B-Man?
I'm Irish.
Yep.
So we don't necessarily think about what other people do. We're very, very private about that kind of stuff. We're conquered people. You know, we don't uh-huh. like to. But yes, I agree that there was at least some light touching.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the very least, there was
oh,
some nakedness.
And
maybe
that.
A hand.
So you're uncomfortable even discussing that they could have dicked down.
We don't use the term. I don't work blue.
You
we don't
only
use
say
the term
dick down
dick
if
down.
It's in a church where the Cranberries are playing live.
And Nick Viall is there in a mock turtleneck sweater.
In your hair.
And like a shawl collar sweater. in your hair.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Bachelor Universe, not the MCU, but the Bachelor U. Nick Viall, you know when he walks into a room, it's go time.
Yeah.
These guys, I didn't get that. I felt like Nate is also a very polite guy.
You're right.
And she didn't feel like, let's do it. Let's get jiggy as much as we can, and we'll save it for later.
Yeah, you're
honest
right.
Honest to God.
So you think that Nick Viall is more way more of an F-boy island?
Fuck, yeah.
You're
absolutely.
Right. Okay, great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because he's been out released in the world? Like now that these guys, I think
he was that on the show.
Yeah. I didn't
which
see
is why
his
they kept
first
bringing
season.
Him back.
I didn't see him on the
he
first.
Was.
Oh, Andy,
yeah.
Andy, there
oh,
was
yeah,
like
yeah.
something about him that yeah. she just couldn't resist.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Evil.
He
is, evil.
And he wasn't as. I mean,
he'll
like,
take your vibrator
he,
and he
and,
will
and
fucking
he
use it on
up
you.
Okay,
and
that's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. I saw him at the Women's March years ago.
Oh, boy.
Your vibrator?
Oh, boy.
When he had my vibrator with him.
And he was fucking hot. He was taller
I've
than
done his
thought he was
He's
be.
Done our podcast.
But we didn't meet him in person.
I've done his podcast numerous times.
Oh, yeah, you did do it in person. It wasn't
yeah.
he hot?
To me, the hottest one of all time is Dean.
Yeah, Dean had yeah. something.
Dean.
And Dean can go. Dean would do very well on Summer House.
By the way, I feel like all the ladies of the show, everyone was in love with Wells as well. It was Wells and Dracula.
Yeah.
It always is.
Okay.
It always is Wells and Dracula.
It always comes down to Wells and
always
Dracula.
Seemed those two are always checking box.
So then she goes, I'm falling. The morning after, she was like, all right. After the overnight.
I feel like I rode Panini.
She goes, I may be in love with Nate. That's three times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm falling in love with her. Nate, I'm falling in love with her. I am definitely. And she goes, Nate is in love. They were saying it to each other. And he goes, I am definitely in love. So falling in love. Okay. I'm in love with this man. This is what a soulmate feels like. I mean, if you're Brandon and you won and you're watching that.
Then you see the mariachi band. You're like, damn it. I had fireworks, but this is also really good.
And then the mariachi band, he goes, that is my girl for sure. We are vibed out. Brandon, meanwhile, is freaking out. I mean, dude, imagine if Brandon does win and he sees that morning after. Mm. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's the opening scene of the Dateline.
Yes.
He accepted the rose, but he took on more than just a plant.
When we come back. Yeah.
So then.
There's murder in the air.
So then they're at the rose ceremony. He's freaking out. He's like,
this is so
okay,
weird.
This was. You know what? Nate was right. This was a Hail Mary desperate move.
It was weird.
He's like, he freaked out. He's like, can I steal you for a sec? Hey, girl.
I hated this.
Yeah.
I hated it too.
I hated it too, and I really liked him, and then I hated this. He's like, when I told you I put you first, I put you first forever. Tonight might be my last chance, but I want to know. I just will always make sure the woman I love is okay, whether I'm here or not. And then she starts sobbing, and then she cut jokes.
I think she was annoyed.
And hugged him.
And then she cut Joe, and then Joe looks at her and he goes, I'm still falling in love with you. And she goes, I'm sorry, I didn't want to break your heart. I can't be your person.
Didn't she also say, I'm still falling in love with you as well?
And I was confused by that.
Again, if you're Brandon watching that.
Do you think, though, that Brandon saved himself?
Let's talk about that.
Whoa.
What do you think?
I do not believe that he did. I thought, if anything, I thought maybe he hurt himself just by being, but I definitely, I mean, I think just the language she had with Joe the whole time was like, yeah, if I knew this guy for 6 months, maybe, but it just wasn't happening. So I felt like that move was just not a good move, but did not save him in my medical opinion. Again, I went to, I got my doctorate online.
Okay. And Dr. Banana, as a fellow physician, how did you feel?
The whole, like, I'm pulling you aside and I'm so selfless. Like, even if you don't pick me, like, I'll comfort you. It's like so weird. I was like, don't do this. Just let her pick. Let her use her own gut and who she wants. Like, I didn't like that. I genuinely didn't like that. It's like, it should go without saying that you would comfort me because we've gotten this far.
Yeah, obviously.
You don't need to tell me. Like, let's
freak out if I don't get picked.
Okay.
And I will still clap to you window at night and comb your hair and make sure you're cool, right?
No, not if I pick someone else. No.
No, I will. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm yours.
No, contractually, that's where this.
Yeah, in that moment, she's probably losing her mind.
Yeah.
Give her the space to, like, do her thing.
Yes, a very me move.
Yeah.
It's like, he's trying to be selfless, but it's very selfless.
I was like, sit down, young man.
There's a name that keeps coming up in relation to her murder.
Well, it was Brandon. I always thought it would be Brandon. That was, I told the police that right away. Brandon is the name. Yeah, me, Brandon. I always thought if she died and they found her in a dumpster somewhere in Orange County, Brandon.
Well, we thought it was Joe for a while because he wouldn't talk. But when he did, it was pretty revealing. He wasn't even in town that night.
So, question, who do you think is going to win? I'm going to start with Brendan.
I think Nate. I just based on last night and my weird science experiment of just watching that show, Nate. I knew she was going to send Joe home. I think Brandon hurt his chances by being a little baby.
Yeah.
It was a chumpy move to do what he did.
Yeah.
And I hope he fell. Nate.
Okay, Dr. Banana, who do you think?
I'm concerned because the parents keep, it feels like the parents are coming for Nate to be like, I don't think he's ready.
But it doesn't matter, although she's very close with her parents.
I know, but see, the thing is, like, in any other situation, if your parent says, I don't think he's ready, you pick him, right? You're like, fuck you, I'll fuck him. He's dicking me down, Mom.
Yeah,
but
Mom, I just
I know he is,
down.
I can tell.
She's well-adjusted, which is concerning for me.
Yeah, she is well-adjusted.
I think she might pick Brandon, and I'm sorry to say that.
Mm. That's very good.
Okay, Katie Levine, what do you think?
Nate, I just feel like Brandon, I feel like there's more of a connection with Nate. She likes, she's more sexually attracted to him. I think emotionally she's more attracted to him. I think Brandon, she kind of is more like a teacher with Brandon than she is with Nate. And also I think Brandon's going to like freak out and maybe, you know, kind of fuck it up for him, you know?
I don't think he can handle it.
Yeah.
All right, who do you think is going to win?
Well, I've been convinced that I think that at the end of it, I do think Nate will win. She would pick Brandon's family if she could.
I'll marry you if we can use that to his family.
Yeah, as long as our dad's fish. It's like how it used to happen. It was like, we'll give you a goat for your daughter and a cow. And they're like, okay, we bartered. That is, now we're a family. But I would definitely say that, like, I do think that, yes, I think that even with all going into it, the reasons why she should probably not pick Nate, I do think she will still pick Nate. But I think those points that you two, that Anna and Katie made are very true, which is that I do think it's going to get a little hairier in the next episode.
I also think she picks Nate because she's so horny for him. How long do you guys think it will last?
Ooh.
Forever.
Till 2 years.
That
2 years and 20 minutes.
2 years, 20 minutes. Get that engagement.
It could last a little bit. Maybe, I mean,
six months.
Who knows? Maybe a year or so.
6 months to a year. Because everything has been breaking down lately. I don't know why.
Yeah, the social fabric has been torn apart, and I believe it will not spare these two young lovers.
If he moves to Minnesota.
Oh,
Minnesota, I think they have a chance. Yeah. But if he insists she comes to him or they go somewhere else.
To L.A. or they go to L.A.
Goodbye.
Or to San Diego.
It's also weird to now have to move to a city where one of the other people you were competing against lives.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And they'll see Joe on the street. They're going to see him. Lives.
Like, literally, like, I think.
He probably won't say hi, though.
When, like, when they met families, I
his
think.
Sister his sister said they lived around the corner.
Yes. That they go to, like, the same grocery store and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It's
weird. All right. Will you guys help us pick a tweet of the week?
Yes. What if she just took them all?
I mean, they're all good guys.
They could be.
Actually, these are three of the best guys we've ever had. Yeah. And by the way, we got some really great new reviews. We're up to 1.7. We're trying to get to 2,000 by the end of the year. I'm afraid it's not going to happen since we have 2 weeks left. But I appreciate that we got to 1.7. That's really good.
Yeah.
And we got a great new review. 5 stars. Listen to this. Happy birthday, Arden. Shooting my shot. This is my new favorite podcast. It makes me feel better about having been sucked into the Bachelor universe because at least I get to listen to Will You Accept This Rose. Happy belated birthday, Arden. I watched your birthday extravaganza virtually and it almost felt like I was there in person. It was so fun and stupid in the best ways. Whenever I call something stupid and people are like, no, it's not stupid, I'm like, no, that's a compliment. Like, so fucking stupid is a compliment. You get me. And I loved all the guests. There's been a lot of family drama in my life recently. Hashtag trauma dump group date. People seem to really like the trauma bonding. And I really needed to just laugh, and this podcast has really helped me lately. Arden, you are a hilarious, supportive of your friends, and seem like a genuinely nice and fun person, not to mention beautiful. Excuse me. I know this is a long shot, but would you ever consider dating a younger trans man? I just turned 30, but honestly, you have a more youthful energy than I do, and I think we could have fun together, but don't really want to feed each other food, not a deal breaker unnecessary. Can I just say, more youthful energy than I do? It's like, that's a spectacular opener. From what you've said about the guys you've been, hold please, you've been going on dates with, they seem like real duds. I'm talking to you, Harvard avid yogi. And you should walk them out of your life. Will you accept this virtual rose? Okay, it's cut off. Is that from Roland Otto? Is that correct? Is that who that's from?
Yeah.
Can I just say, Roland, I am so honored and delighted. I absolutely accept this virtual rose. I am so flattered. Like, I love the compliments. I love the youthful energy. I love all. Like, I just, let me just say, I accept your compliments. You've made this gal feel so good. I loved this review. I'm so happy that you found us. I'm sorry that you're having trauma in your family, but who doesn't? Who doesn't? Yeah. And like, I just wanted to say I'm so flattered and like, I really loved your review. So sweet. It's so sweet. Dr. B, what did you think of that review?
I mean, when I saw that review, I was like, this is the best place to shoot your shot. Giving a review and shooting your shot
Hell yeah. Here's one that you really enjoyed. This one you really liked. This is from Twinkle Tiff, 5 stars. Date Rob Benedict, please. I listen to this pod every week, and I cannot stop myself from typing out that Arden and Rob have, and this is in all caps, all the chemistry and should consider dating or at least hand stuff. In all seriousness, thank you for making me smile each week. Now, there's been a few people who think that Rob and I should date.
Yeah.
There's a few online people.
He does have highlights now. I mean, maybe.
He does have highlights. I have highlights. We have that in common. We both have highlights. Here's another shout out. We also love Rob.
Rob is so funny.
Rob is the best. I'm like, I'm not mad at any of these suggestions that are coming in. All of them seem like great ideas. Here's another one. 5 stars from YRCAD, posting immediately after the live show. It's 12:30 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'm pretty sure I've reviewed this before, so I don't know if these stars will count, but happy birthday, Arden. Love this podcast and all the guests and the production team. 1,000,000 stars. Also, how does Arden pull off every hair color? Okay, love you, bye. Can we just say Gareth's wig that he gave me was spectacular?
Yes, it was.
I loved it. And I love you guys. And let's go to our tweet of the week. And if you want to participate in tweet of the week, you just tweet by midnight Pacific time.
Yes.
To myself at Arden Marine, M Y M-Y-R-I-N. Looks like Myron. And Dr. Banana is Anna Hosni, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H. And then do hashtag W-Y-A-T-R. Here we go. I've narrowed it down. I actually did it.
Oh, nice.
I have seven. Yes, I have seven. Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. All the guys sitting in the room together silently is just like any other night at Joe's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe is like, boy, you guys sure are talking a lot.
This one I just really relate to. This is this one I just fully agree with. This is from Britt Paulson at Beer It. I couldn't be the Bachelorette because I don't have three cute pajama sets for Fantasy Suite Week.
Wow.
I watch it and I'm like, if I had to go do that right now from what's in my drawers, like, what do you wear that could be, like, filmed on television?
Good Lord. That's, yeah.
Okay, great. This is from Just Tan Paul Spade at Just Tan Spade. Somehow, Nate expresses his feelings worse than Joe's dad. You missed that one, Brendan, but it was good.
If you understood, you'd be laughing. It's very good.
You're going to also not like some of these other inside baseball. Britt Paulson at Beerit. Thankfully, the surprise under Michelle's plate was not a Fantasy Suite invite and not Rick's head.
Love it.
Great. Love Rick.
This is from Just Tan Paul Spade at Just Tan Spade. If Nate doesn't want to live in Texas anymore, he could apparently live rent-free in Brandon's head at any point.
Yes. Damn.
Yep.
And then the last two, this is really between Beerit and Just Tan Paul Spade. This is from Just Tan Paul Spade at Just Tan Spade. I'm not 100% sure Brandon doesn't have a weird kink and brought Michelle's dad swim trunks to the Fantasy Suite.
Wow. Oh, wow. Creepy.
Or Britt Paulson at Beerit. They love making all three men sit together in the fuck hut waiting room.
It really is a waiting room.
It is.
And who's
so
next?
Mean. I like fuck hut waiting room. Yeah. And then I like the silent sitting. Are those?
I like the Joe family.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. So this is from, they're both Rebecca Feeney. She's doing it at Feeney. First one. All the guys sitting in the room together silently is just like any other night at Joe's house. Or, no, sorry, this is from Britt Paulson at Beerit. They love making all three men sit together in the fuck hut waiting room. Mm. Fuck hut waiting room or Joe's house. Joe's house or fuck hut?
I mean, I can't. The fuck hut is good. I have to go with fuck hut.
Also love it. I'm going to also go fuck hut because just the phrase, the fuck hut waiting room is so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you be the, well, no, I'm going to let you go next, really.
Fuck hut waiting room.
Okay, great. Dr. Banana.
This one's tough for me.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to have to go fuck hut.
Mm. We're all going to fuck hut.
So it's unanimous. Britt Paulson at Beerit. They love making all three men sit together in the fuck hut waiting room. You guys, don't forget, San Francisco Sketch Fest. Get your tickets now. It's going to be so fun. Live in person. Me, Carl. All the production crew, Doug, Paget, Mary Lynn, and our new friend,
Mike Carrazza.
And you can still get these beautiful limited edition posters that you can get on our TeePublic and the dossier t-shirts.
Yes.
The Bachelorette dossier t-shirts, which are great. You can get in any color. All right. And I say, will you do Summer House with us on...
I would love to.
Okay, we'll do that next because we're almost done in Bachelor in Paradise Canada. We've got a couple more to go. We've got like three more. And then we'll start Summer House.
New year, summer.
I've never watched any. And what's fun about that is people don't have to get their computer infected. And if you have cable or like a Hulu situation, you can watch it. Okay, Gareth.
I have a Hulu-like situation.
Do you? What is it?
It's a Hulu.
What would you like to promote?
Oh, we have a Moment House show tomorrow night.
You do?
At the Dollop. So you can go to momenthouse.com/the Dollop.
You know,
sorry, everybody.
I was supposed to
I'll be Dracula during that appearance.
I was supposed
it's
to
a Dollop.
I was supposed to do one of your live shows.
Yeah, you were right.
Like,
right before the
pandemic. If you ever do one, I want to be a guest.
Yes, well, we had you on the other one we're doing.
I know.
Yes,
I want to come on the Dollop.
We would love to have you, obviously.
You can't get rid of me.
A lot of people say that about me.
We were lurking around when Dave met Heather.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys were like Caitlin and Tayshia.
Yeah, Tayshia. Mm-hmm. Heather's hot.
At Reynolds Gareth on all social media.
Are you touring?
And I'm touring. I'll be in Kansas City for New Year's. If you want to come to the Comedy Club of Kansas City, I'll be there, you know.
And will you join us for the finale next week?
I accept this.
Oh,
Rose.
That's so great. I can't wait to see.
Thank you.
Brando, what do you want to promote?
Yeah, SiriusXM. If you have SiriusXM, Rocktails, Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We talk to so many of our heavy metal heroes and other fun people. Always available on the app anytime you want. We've got interviews with Paul Stanley, with Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, Sharon Osbourne, so many fucking people. And then thebrandocast.com, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever the fuck you listen
Me,
to podcasts
Rob
on.
Benedict, Rob Benedict, Padgett, everybody.
Aaron Foley, but I got Susanna Hoffs from
the
Bengals.
Did you do Jerry Traynor?
Did Jerry Traynor, did yeah. Dionne Warwick, did Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn.
What a buffet of people.
All the people, Frank Black
Dionne
from the
Warwick,
Pixies, so many fun
way.
People.
When I used to do kids' birthday parties, Susanna Hoff was at one once, and the party devolved into a shit show, and so I ended up just squirting Super Soaker water into the kids' mouths, and Susanna Hoff came running over, and she goes, "I don't let him drink water from squirt guns."
Oh, and you're
that's
like,
very specific.
That is very, because it keeps happening.
I was like, I don't, you tell me what to do with these 11-year-olds, and I'll stop.
Katie Levine, what would you like to promote?
I am KT_money on Instagram, and please go adopt a dog, cat, bunny, chicken, whatever, any animal from your local shelter.
You guys, the dog I found on the street is back with the mother of the person that it belonged to. She drove down from Sacramento. Connie came and got Pugsley. I am happy for Connie, but I have to say,
Pugsley.
I would have liked Pugsley to be a part of my life. Yeah. I would have accepted
Dogs
Pugsley's.
Dogs are great.
I would have accepted Pugsley's Rose. I don't think Mittens and Meow could handle it. Mittens and Meow would be like, I can't. Are you shitting? Literally, Pugsley came to look in the window, and they were like, fuck yeah.
Aww.
They were, and Pugsley was like, no, don't worry about me. Don't worry. Like, Pugsley was like, he was afraid of the cats.
That's how Scout is. Scout's very afraid of cats.
Dr. Banana, anything you want to promote?
Keep tweeting me at Anna Hosney. I love your tweets of the week. Make me
yeah,
laugh.
Girl. So here's the thing. Here's our schedule. We're doing, yes, we will be doing draft picks. They're not up yet. And guys, we got to go on vacation. So we're going to do the finale. So we're going to record it. We figure they'll be up. We're going to record it on Monday, January 3rd, before the show airs.
I'll put it up right away. Like, literally, I'll get home and edit them.
So, like, we tried to do next week. They're not up. Like, we're trying. Normally, we get the fall off from this. But, like, it's been a pleasure. But, like, we're just going to take a couple days. We'll be back January 3rd for our draft picks. Can't wait. And then we'll have another show the next day. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Stay safe. Go get your booster shot. Be cool. Bye!
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.